if you start even basic questions, this is the Seder. The whole thing's based on questions and answers. That gets the kids into it, right? So we're also kids. So when a person's learning, he starts to ask questions. But he really means, he wants to understand. It doesn't have to be halacha. We're learning a Rambam right now. I mean, it is halacha, but we're also asking questions about why the Rambam used the word zachor versus vegarata. And there's also another aspect of this shmuz I was looking at yesterday. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Once you're asking questions, you're engaged. You're in the sugya. That's called Ian. You're in it. Isn't that the whole point of learning? It's not just informational. That's not what learning is about. When I was, if everything was just informational, so then we should only learn things that are halach lamaisa. Only gemaras are halach lamaisa, down to the halach lamaisa. Do you know how many things we learn that are not halach lamaisa or never will be? So how do we learn them? Because the limud Torah itself, to get into the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his das and his rotzen through the gemaras, through the tzaddikim, through the time, through the rishonim, to get into that place and be handling lishma, Shem Hashem, what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen? So not that this is going to come to Lamaisa, but that itself, you're entering into Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind. Is there anything deeper and greater than that? Asking questions, trying to understand, getting in there. You want to be standing outside watching everybody dancing? Or do you want to be in the dance? So when we learn all the time, many people, we learn Daf Yomi, you learn Rambam and Yomi, and you learn Mishnayos Yomi, you learn Mishnayos Mikra. All those things, Gevaldik. 100% mitzvah, deraisa, Talmud Torah, you're going to Gan Eden. Great. But you're standing outside looking into the circle. Second you ask one simple question, whatever it is, doesn't have to be a great question, but you really mean it, you've just entered into the circle. It's a different world. It's a different world to be on the inside of the circle than watching from the outside. That's why people enjoy. You're in it. You're in it to win it. It's so important. In fact, it's one of the reasons why, in a certain way, the way we're learning this week, I didn't prepare these shiurim. I wanted to just read Pashut. I wanted people to get into it. Ask questions. Point out words. It's so important. You take any Rambam. You can take anything. Learn it like you mean it. It's always good to learn something in Yonah Dioma, because already your neshama is already yearning for it. Let me see if we see this rhyme. You know? Okay. So we're in Halacha Zayin. We're in Perek Zayin. We're turning the page. We're on Halacha Dalet. This whole structure of the Rambam from Halacha Aleph through Zion seems to be the Rambam explaining based on Gemaras, where he put it all together. That's the godless of the Rambam, was that he took from Gemaras all over the place, Yerushalmis, and he, without telling you any sources ever, which is one of the craziest things, he just puts it together as like one nice story. And this is how you do it. So he's giving us the whole structure of Leil Seder, of how to give over this mitzvah of Yigarat Levincha, or Zachar, or this combination of two, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the different facets, right? We've already heard many different things. Again, based on the Gemaras, he does add his Chedushim in, but it's about talking to people, questions and answers, each person according to their level, doing things that are over them to stay awake and to ask questions, by giving out prizes, or nowadays, how do we translate Kloyos and Agozim? It could be prizes, it could be candy.
iPhones.
I don't think on Yom Tov, but...
You take him a voucher.
Oh, voucher for afterwards. IOU. IOUs. Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Go big.
Yeah.
Gotta keep him up.
I mean, Pesach is big. It's
this is not connected to the Gemara we're doing, right?
No, we've been learning this the whole week. Just this. I told you I got this. I have to open it up. I bought a 7-foot by 5-foot. Sand dune and pyramid. Took a big picture.
I saw it on Amazon.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I think I saw it from Yechiel Weberman. You know, he puts up this thing, awesome Pesach. Yeah. It's Kedai.
I bought one of those.
Seat.
But then you keep it up all year.
No, I usually my wife reminds me to take it down.
Like a happy birthday.
My sukkah comes out pretty soon after sukkahs, you know? I got Zali just put out a beautiful Kriyas Yamsuf. You saw that? So I send it to Print on Point, and they make a, you know, you have to ask him. You know, you can't just do whatever you want with all this stuff, but to make a poster. A nice one, I put it on the wall, I did it for permits. And it adds to the, that's what we're doing over here. I honestly think that we'll learn a little bit more. It's a Kiyam Doraisa. When you do these things, it's part of the Kiyam Doraisa, secrets and strength. So let's go. Halachada, look. So another aspect of the difference of the mitzvah of secrets and strength than the regular Zachar, this comes from the Gemara. A fascinating, but really pashut actually, that one has to start with the Gnus, and he has to be Messiah and end off the Seder, the Haggadah, the Magid portion, with shvach. So this actually means two things. What's the gunus and what's the shvach?
Slavery and freedom.
So you'll say slavery and freedom. But it really goes even deeper.
With
Shem?
No. With Avram's father. What was
it? Oh, Terach.
Terach. There you go. That guy.
And then we ended off with Amunah. So it's both watches. So I actually never really noticed that. It's really both aspects. Look at the Rambam. Rambam says, Ketzad, Maschil, how do you start? Umesaper. How do you start telling over this aspect? Shebitchila hayu avosena bimei terach umilafan of kofrim vito in achara heva. Barod fin achara vodazara. Beginning? Terach? Right? Terach was the beginning of even Avram. So we got from Terach. He was a kofrim. He was towing Acher Hevel. He was after Avodah Zarah. He ran after it, rode for Acher Avodah Zarah. Umesayim, so that's the Gnos, we have to Mesayim B'Shvach. Umesayim, B'das, Das without an ayin, it means like religion, Das Emes. Das Ha'emes, Shekervanu Hamakom Lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us close to him. V'evdilonu min HaTovim. And he separated us from those who make mistakes, or stray. Right? Towing with a tough is stray, but a tess is making mistakes. Right, don't we say he's only going to tow him in a Valtzian? Don't we say with a tess?
Interesting.
Do we say with a tess? It's similar, but it's interesting. 1 second. We say with a tess, right?
I think that was the exact pasuk, though. No.
No. Oh boy, I'm making a mistake. V'hivdilonu min hatov with a tough. I've always thought it was a tess. Tow him means they strayed away, not that they're tow b'derech straying away, not tess with a. Okay, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but. And he brought us close to his yichido, right? It's okay, so that's classic. Maschil b'gnos m'sayim b'shvach, as we see in Haggadah. But look what he says weiter. V'chein maschil u'moldian. Also, you have to start and inform she'avodim ha'inu l'parim v'nisrayim. Read the Rambam very carefully. There's two types of gnos, and I'll say two types of shvach. I never noticed until this year. V'chein maschil u'moldian she'avodim ha'inu l'parim v'nisrayim. V'chol hara shegamalanu, and all the ra that they were gomel to us. Now, we always think the word gomel is always connected to chas.
Yeah.
Chasad and tovim. What? Like a good thing. Gomel means, you know, that they handed to us. Umisayim benisim v'neflos shenasa lanu b'chirosayim. We end off with the shvach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu providing for us nisim v'neflos. Fascinating. Mamash never, I really, really never paid attention to that. There's a dual shvach and gunas and shvach. It could be that was Pashin, I just missed it my whole life. Did anybody else notice that ever?
Never thought of it.
No. I'm not sure completely. I wonder if it comes straight from the Gemara. This is a chiddush of the Rambam.
Wait, what point are you bringing up? That
when we say in the Gemara, it's taka two, it's two sheep in the Gemara. Okay, I see. Good. I don't remember. We paskin maschil b'gunus m'sayim b'shvach. You've heard this before. You start with the gunus, the bad, and you end off with the shvach. That's how the seder goes. So we start our seder maschil, right? We're over there. Arami over. No, what was the start? Yeah, arami over avi. No, mitchila hayu over there varazara. Right. In the beginning, we're over there varazara, meaning terach avi avram, and we end off as we get through Mitzrayim. But I never pay attention. It's two sheets in the Gemara. I see now, according to the Magen Mishnah, that there's two types of. What does it mean, the beginning of Gunos? Is it that we were started all the way back by Terach Avi Avram, which is interesting that we're bringing that on this night, when here the night is about Mitzrayim? Rava says, no, it's not talking about Avi Avram, it's talking about the Gunos of the Shibud. But you could ask a question on that. That's not really Gunos. What did we do? Gunos sounds like we did something wrong, Kielu. The Shibud of Mitzrayim, Hashem sent us down there. Even though there's a reason for. Okay, I don't want to get off topic. So there's two types of it's a machlokes gemara, but he passes both. Two types of gunos, two types of shvach. So who says she yidrosh me arami oved avi she yigmar kol parsha? See, arami oved avi, which is the drushes that we have written in the Haggadah. Yes, vayitzak vayanunu, right? Vayiro, all those drushes. Yes, where do they come from?
Said it last night, right?
I know I did.
Devarim.
You're watching?
Yeah, I tried to.
Mm-hmm.
Devarim? Or was it? I don't know.
All the drushes that you see, very, very important, fascinating to know, and just pay attention to. All the drushes that we bring down, which is the main crux of the Haggadah, of the Maggid, right? From the beginning. Arami Oved Avi. Vayered Mitzrayim, Anasa Piyadibur, Vayogar Shom, Misemad, Vahisham Lagoy Gadol, Varov, all these psukim, Vayarev, Vayarev. Yes, Vanitzak, Vayishma, Vayar, all these psukim. So they sound like they're coming from Shmos. They're not. Yes, they're referring back to what happened in Shmos, but they're from the Parsha of Vidui Bikurim. It's the Parsha's Kisavo.
Oh, yeah.
When we bring Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael, many, many years after Mitzrayim, you have to start discussing what happened in Mitzrayim. Before you could give the Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash of the Kohen.
If you don't say it, you're still shield say.
There's the Kriya, there's the Kriya, right. And the, yeah. So these people can come from that place. I forgot what my point was, but it's important just to notice that. So you start from there, fine. The Chol Mosif Umarich Bedrush Parsha, anybody, Darush Parsha, anybody who goes and expands more. I mean, the Haggadah is already giving Jerushim on the Psukim, right? If you go even more than that, you explain more, you get into it. Harizam Shubach? We said that's right, that's a good thing. Good. Hey. Another important aspect of the Sipur of the night, Komi Shalo Omer, Shlosha Devarim Elu, Balel Chamisha Asar. Anybody who doesn't say these three things on the night of the 15th, Lo Yotza Yedei Chavaso, you have not fulfilled your obligation of telling over the story. Ve'elohein, we know, Pesach Matzah Omer. To say these three things, but not just saying those words, the Tam Hadavar, the reason. Pesach, Al Shem, Shepasach, HaMalkam Baruch Hu, Abba Te'evo Sinem Mitzrayim. The carbon Pesach is the name because of the Hashem passed over. Shepasach, HaMalkam Baruch Hu, Abba Te'evo Sinem Mitzrayim. Right. Pesach means he passed over. It's also the carbon Pesach. It has two understandings, even though those two things are very connected, obviously. That's Pesach. Abba Te'evo Sinem Mitzrayim. Shenemar V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. Right, you see how the Ram brings in two psukim here again. Pesach al shem. Why you have a carbon? Why do you have the name Pesach al shem? Number one, Shapasach hamalkum baruch hu al bati v'sim Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the homes of Klal Yisrael that night of Makas Becharis. We know, and he says shenemar v'amartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. Zevach Pesach. What's a zevach Pesach?
Carbon.
Zevach is a part, is a carbon. The carbon Pesach. So you have the Kodesh Baruch passing over the homes. Now we already shechted the carbon Pesach. So right? We had blood on our doors that night when we were inside. There were blood from the carbon Pesach on our doors.
Should we switch those?
And then a Kodesh Baruch, yeah, it's also true. And a Kodesh Baruch passed over the house, home. So you see, there's two different things here. There's the carbon Pesach, the Martim Zevach Pesach, and then there's that Hashem passed over. Now, Igi is just pointing out that. Now, I don't know what that pasuk exactly is, but it sounds like it should be first. Because the Karm Pesach was first. Then Hashem passed over. But you could say maybe that... I mean, do you say that a Kodesh Baruch passing over that Shem Pesach? Because it's a funny... It's an interesting word. Did we get that word because we had the Karm Pesach on our doors?
Yeah.
Or maybe the only reason why we had a Karm Pesach is because the Kodesh Baruch was going to pass over. Now you want to urge this.
Maybe back. Spoke about this a little bit. On Shabbos?
You spoke about this.
I did?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I spoke about
when?
It.
When? He's breaking up again. You're breaking up a lot, Sam. I can't even. Don't. It's not your break. You know, like a classic guy, like you're breaking up so you move closer to the phone? What happened?
You hear me now?
I hear you, yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, it's breaking up again.
The same way cholesterol had a seder before they left Mitzrayim, as you quoted the other night, right? The whole thing of them getting out of Egypt, everything is like, all the times are mixed up because it's not actually connected to like getting down here.
Yeah, in Mitzrayim, yeah.
Was the Medrash Tanchum you quoted?
What Medrash Tanchum?
Oh, Yosef Wiles.
As I mentioned, Medrash? Oh, what? They went to Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
That was, I think, Targum. I think it was Yonos Ben Uziel, not a mentor. It was Yonos Ben Uziel. Yonos Ben Uziel parenthetically said that, I think it's on the Chumash. I think I saw it before. That the night of Mitzrayim, when they were having a Seder, right, before they left, they're having a Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flew them to Yerushalayim to do the Karban Pesach. I think the Karban Pesach was to eat it by the Makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and then he brought them back. Cool. That might be the Kiyum of Kanfei Nesharim. Right, when it says, I took you on Kanfei Nesharim, it's a pasuk. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us on Kanfei Nesharim? So he says that the night of Pesach, we flew to Yerushalayim. Whatever exactly does that mean? But that's the reference to that. Okay.
Is there a pasuk for Hashem jumping over the houses?
That's the word Pesach. Yeah.
But here it says Shenemar, but he doesn't say Shenemar, like as a quoting from a pasuk.
Oh, the actual
yeah.
pasuk.
You see, but here he says a pasuk Shenemar.
Yeah, which itself is funny because it's not every. Yeah, I didn't look at it before. Let's go weiter. Merurim, Hashem Shemaruch Amitzrayim Eschayev Avasein Mitzrayim. Right, the Mar we know is because they embittered our lives. Matzah al shem shenagalu. Matzah is for the purpose of geula, right? Dvarim elu hein kulan hein akran hagadah. This is called the Haggadah. There's many, even this line of the Rambam. We say Pesach matzah maror. He explained Pesach maror matzah. Right?
Oh,
you didn't pay attention to that?
Did not notice that.
Wow. Not only, right? We say Pesach matzah maror, and then the Rambam, when he's explaining, he went out of order. He wrote Pesach maror matzah.
Shouldn't maror also go first?
Yeah, that's also a question. In general, in the Haggadah, why don't we say Maror Pesach Matzah, like the order we went through? It was Vayimaror is Chayim, then it was the current Pesach, and then it was Matzah.
Can we start off with the positive?
Right, that's interesting. Well, we're saying the opposite.
No, but here we're actually at the end of the Seder already. We're already in Geula, so yeah. Maybe I mean, Rabbi Nassim talks about, I can go into a piece now, but he talks about that the only way to get to Pesach and Matzah, what that means is through Vayimaror. Like that had to be the way. But again, why not say it like that? All right. Vav, halacha vav. This also comes from the Gemara, but some are very medayik in the way the Rambam says this. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam leharos es atzmo. Every generation, a person has to leharos es atzmo. He has to show himself. Ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ata. Ki'ilu, as if he himself is leaving now. Mishibud Mitzrayim. That's why I think it's a key. If you dress up and you put on, you know, you do anything to show that you're leaving Mitzrayim. I mean, we're clearly not Mitzrayim, but anything that you do to act out, as we've even learned, Achrei Pulusim Shechalavavus.
Are you saying this to do this out, meaning to act it out, or is it more like thinking about it?
It probably doesn't mean acting out.
I telling you to buy costumes.
No, I know that. I'm saying, but is that what your yotze?
Well, that's what the
you or is it for the kids?
But that's what Spartan do, right? Don't they like walk around with
people do that? Yeah, I do with my kids. That yes, huh?
But just I go outside the house.
You yeah. Tell me how to translate. How you tell? It's up to you. The Rambam writes this: Bechol dor v'dor, chay vodim. A person is obligated leharos es atmo to show himself. It's a lashon of ri'ah to show of himself. The ki'ilu as if he himself is living now. Mishib Mitzrayim. You took us out. How are you mekayim that? These aren't just words. We have to. This is the lamaisa. This isn't kudshim. You have to do that. You have to show. So you'll see clearly what's the real way we do that. By leaning. That's like the mass. That's like the major, as we'll see in a second. But if just like by the Sipur season, Shraim, Kolamosiv, Kolamarach, Harizim, Shubach. I don't think it's any different in this either. Again, it could be a chiddush, I don't know. But b'chol dor v'dor, chay v'adam haras es atzmo, to show yourself that you're leaving, whatever you do to add, to be mosif to that, haras es mishubach. Lama lo? We're machrin like a million other things. But why are we machrin this also? Why not? No, that we don't do. That's silly. No, it's not silly. It's the real deal. It's also interesting. I don't know. We say it's from the Gemara. Bechol dor v'dor. He changes a few words, but why is it bechol dor v'dor? Why is it bechol shana v'shana? Dor doesn't sound like years. Dor sounds like every generation.
But that's the point. God to levincha.
Unless you know that.
Right. So it's changed. Yeah. I think what he's saying.
So this is not a mitzvah every single year. You're saying,
oh, because the way I'm saying
dor
is
to the children.
Right. Yeah. But that doesn't work because you can just do it once in a generation, right?
To the kids, right?
No
matter what level you're on, you're saying like it seems like Klinikite. Like why I'm more sophisticated than this? Like why do I have to dress up?
I'm not saying that question.
I'm saying it
before that.
I'm saying right now we're talking about how are you doing more in terms of showing yourself.
Okay,
you'd act it
two
out.
2 comments ago, yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, it seems too simple. It seems too simple for people. So here, Dor is talking about the generation that you're in. Like, you know, you're in a higher majorita. No, go back to simplicity and do it anyways.
Fine. We say, We say Kulanu Chacham, Kulanu Nevona, whatever it is, right? You might be such a wise person. You still have to tell over the simple story. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Zari, they're all sitting telling it the whole night. But keep it simple. It says to be misapid, it says prescribed. So doing simple acts. What's the tachas of the night? I think, I don't know.
Emuna.
It's Emuna Pshuta. It's to keep it going for generations. Every year, you should keep making the Seder and saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, together in the Tzrayim, we believe in you. Simple as that. Okay, we add a little fanciness, or else it wouldn't be so exciting. But if you were sitting at the Seder, I said this yesterday, I don't know, but if we're sitting at the Seder, right? The adults. We're all adults here? Can we agree to that? We have at least an age, we're adults? That means we've already bought in to Judaism. We've already bought into the Seder. Meaning whatever our parents did for us, it worked. Whether they're amazing, it doesn't matter. The Lamaise, it worked. The whole tachlis is now to pass that on.
We should have a mock Seder.
What?
We should have a mock Seder with everybody.
With adults?
Yeah.
And then really say over the Lamed Shavarts?
Yeah, I'm saying go through it like in a real way. Like that. You know.
What's a real way?
To go through the
real
whole
way
thing.
Is lay say it with your kids. That's the real
no,
way.
No, I know, but
that's not the
prepare,
real way.
No, to prepare for it like that. No?
Again, I'm trying to say against that. But
I hear what you're saying.
The point is...
Are they going to say you should dress up and have fun?
That's awesome. Why not?
People do need that. Ruch, that became of Rabbi Nachman's Mila Deshtusa. Everybody gets dressed up. It's not a bad idea in a certain way.
It'd be like a Purim Pesach.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to come. What are we drinking?
Yeah.
What are we drinking? That's the like, yeah, I'm in. But to pass it on, the whole tachas is to give it to the next. Right? Okay, if there's no kids, there's no kids there. But if there are kids there, then they become the Iker. That's the point. Yes, it's... And
yeah,
if no kids,
as Atzmo.
Yeah.
Right, but that's... I mean, I know, I agree with what I'm saying in terms of... that's what it's for the kids. But as Atzmo, it's not really... It's on you.
Of course yourself. On you, but if there are kids there, if you got to live in, they become the Iker.
Right.
We're going, and if there are no kids there, then yeah, Atzma could be you and your wife. It could just be you. It could be... But we have to get a pass on it. Fine. Valdover ze tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valdover ze tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. On this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. V'zacharta ki ever ha'isa. You were slaves. Now, this pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu says this, you'd think he's talking to the people then. You were slaves, therefore. But the Rambam is saying, each generation, we have to see ourselves as leaving because the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us in the Torah, v'zachar, you should remember, meaning all of us, you were slaves in Mitzrayim. So that's, on one way that's difficult, obviously, because Lamaise, we in our physical bodies right now, we're not slaves then. But, as Shaul Yurovich was explaining, he was telling us that everything that you have until now, and this is a little bit, we were talking about Bilvavi a little bit before, everything that you're holding by right now, everything you have has come, right? Anything you have right now came because a year ago you got something to get to this. And the way that you were even born was because you had the parents. And they had the parents. Everything that we have right now, Mamish, comes all the way back from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Right? The mice. So if we were never out of Mitzrayim, then we wouldn't have what we have right now. So everything they have now is a fulfillment of what was. That should be a little bit of our kavana. Yeah. So you have to remember that you were also slaves, meaning in that way. Not you actually. It could be your neshama was in a different body then and was a slave. It could be talking about Gilgul. Could be.
Don't you have to say that? Because if they're the ones that received the Torah, then they're the original 600,000, which is the root souls. Too. So you have to have been there.
No, I said your soul could have been in a different body. That you don't have to say.
I'm confused.
Not every body, physical body, was by Yitzchak Mitzrayim and by the Montara.
Your soul was there.
Yeah, but Vezacharta is not going on the soul. I think it's going on like you.
Well, who are you then?
Oh, there's no time for that now. Who are you? I'm too busy. I gotta go to work.
I'm saying you refer to yourself as like what? A person that refers to themselves. Is it you refer yourself as a neshama or you refer yourself as a
body? We're a nigla here, buddy. Can we keep the niggas in the nigla?
We're all a different thing.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, continue.
That's a decaffeinated coffee dust in the morning. This is the Rambam's learning from this pasuk, which no one, I don't think the Gemara brings that pasuk. This is the Rambam's chiddush. You have to remember, you were a slave. He's very clear. You yourself, Aisa Evid, you have to see yourself as you were an Evid. And you were let out to freedom and you were redeemed. It's
a hard avoda.
It's a very hard avoda. And he is really
Also, you're sitting there. You have all the stuff. You got the wine. You got the this.
Yeah, and you're not. You and you're family, not. You're trying.
You got your kids.
You're in Woodmere.
You're
so you might.
And then all of a sudden, you have to feel like you're a slave.
That's why I think, to some degree, even though, you know, it's, we're very limited. Obviously, we can't really get there. I guess I don't. That's why you have to. That's why I think you have to do stuff.
Also,
do whatever you can do to
also
pretend.
You can think about the way that you're a slave to whatever. Everyone's a slave to has addictions or type of certain things. You
it's much easier to
maybe
do that,
go into you know in your head. You could think about the way.
At the end of the day, I think that's
given
true,
that
but a level of drush.
Yeah,
it's not really.
Oh, yeah, we get real.
Okay. let's just finish up halacha zayin because I'm about to do tomorrow. Let's just lefichach. Therefore, based on this. So that's what Chazal came up with, that you should lean derech eres. That's what they used to do it. So act in a way of derech eres. But again,
that's not the Mitzrayim part, like you're a slave. This is the cheres part.
So maybe you could say we eat mortar for that, but we harizim meshubach if you're mosif in that. V'chol echav echav bein anashim bein anashim, whether men or women, chayiv lishlos b'layla hazeh arba kos soyayin. Right, four wine, cups. Ein pochas in mehen, no less than that. So, just to point out, why are you drinking the four cups according to the Rambam? He says it's to act as free people. Why four? That he doesn't explain. Right? That he just leaves. You have to go to the Gemara and try to figure out why. Even the Gemara is not clear why. Anyway, v'afilu anyam spanis ben tzedakah. Even if you're an ani, you're poor and you need tzedakah. Well, yiftechu. Well, yivchasu. Don't be any less. Don't minimize all maramakosas. Don't have any less than four cups. Shir kshalkos. Called Kos Mehan Revius. The share of every cup is a Revius.
Spends a lot of time on that.
What?
Spends a lot of time on that, saying how important it is.
What?
On the Kaisis, I'm saying that.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke, because spends like 2 seconds on it when people spend like 8,000 hours on that, when the rest of the lachas, they don't really think about.
What, on the Arbacosis?
On the Arbacosis and the Shear and this and that. All right, Mitzvah, we'll have one more Shear tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of, try to answer about why the Rambam went in his order Zachar, and maybe some Panemis a little bit.
Don't Shear on Monday?
No. No one's gonna come. It's Erev. That's different shit. You and your wife. You'll put those together.